you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 23rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County is being sued for allegedly making its poorest families endure long waits for food aid. KPCC's David Wagner has more on the allegation.
After their day laborer father suffered a stroke and could no longer work, one family waited 45 days to receive CalFresh benefits, formerly known as food stamps. That's according to a lawsuit that alleges LA County routinely fails to provide assistance to desperate families within 3 days, as required by state law.
The question is, how many days is it okay for someone in our community to go hungry?
Lena Silver with Neighborhood Legal Services is the plaintiff's lead attorney. She says the county is putting thousands of families at risk of hunger each month. Public data shows that in August, LA approved less than half of CalFresh applicants from very poor households on time. Silver says these delays are inexcusable a year and a half into the pandemic.
Other counties have figured it out and have much higher levels of compliance.
Alameda County, which faced a similar lawsuit in 2015, is now processing 98% of its CalFresh applications on time. I'm David Wagner.
Los Angeles Police Department's North Hollywood Station is asking for help in finding an 84-year-old man with schizophrenia and high blood pressure. Police say Stephen Watson was last seen yesterday near the 5300 block of Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Watson is white, 6 feet tall, weighs 180 pounds, is bald, has blue eyes and a white beard. Police say he was last seen wearing a navy blue sweatshirt, gray sweatpants, and a light blue medical mask. Meantime, Governor Newsom continues to urge adults to get their booster shots to avoid another COVID surge this winter. Newsom has been traveling the state, highlighting vaccine clinics, including one in San Francisco's Mission District.
This is one of those sites doing the important work that we're here to promote, and that is the life-saving opportunity to get these booster shots to deal with waning immunity, particularly as we enter into the holiday season, particularly as we move into Thanksgiving week.
Many states are seeing COVID cases go up as temperatures drop. Colorado, for example. The CDC recommends all adults 18 and over get a booster 6 months after their second Pfizer or Moderna shots, according to evidence. That is due to waning immunity that's been detected so far. Almost 5 million Californians have received boosters so far. Pasadena police are looking at surveillance video for information on the shooter who killed a 13-year-old boy in his home over the weekend. KPCC's Emily Elena Dugdale has more.
A small memorial with candles and flowers sits outside the home where Iván Moreno Balvaneda was killed by a stray bullet while playing video games in his room. Police are knocking on nearby doors looking for information on the shooter, who is at large. Maria Balvaneda is Iran's cousin. She heard the shooting and said it sounded like fireworks.
He's really going to be missed by the family, and I just hope we find whoever did this to him.
There have been multiple shootings in the area since October. At a press conference outside Pasadena City Hall, Mayor Victor Gordo expressed frustration with the violence.
We have to do things differently. We can't continue to take the same approach to public safety and expect different results.
The police say some of the shootings may be gang-related. Covering criminal justice, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
Labor unrest continues at the University of California. KPCC's Julia Barajas says student researchers have authorized a strike.
Earlier this year, student researchers across the UC system signed cards indicating that they want to be represented by Student Researchers United UAW. Months later, the union remains unrecognized. At stake is a dispute over student researchers with fellowships and training grants. The University of California maintains that these students are not employees. Union members say this is an age-old tactic to weaken their negotiation power.
Student researchers say they want an enforceable contract that addresses issues such as late pay and workplace discrimination. Last week, UC reached a tentative deal with non-tenured lecturers, averting a threatened two-day walkout. The group known as Students Run LA helps thousands of middle and high school kids from underserved communities train and compete in the Los Angeles Marathon. Marsha Charney is the executive director of the group and says the experience can be transformational.
These students are completely changed by the ability to complete a marathon. They feel they can do anything. We've had a 95% graduation rate from high school, and we have almost 100 leaders, what we call teacher leaders, who run groups of their own that were once students in the program.
You can get more information online at srla.org. Winds are dying down. Cooler temperatures are moving in for your Tuesday. Highs will mostly be in the mid-60s to mid-70s. Another wind event is likely late tomorrow through Friday. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, you can read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.